Yes. And here is what we're going to do. As I said before, there's nothing you have to do. It's a gift giving to you. The only thing you want to do is just to relax. It doesn't matter if you hear it or not, because it's going to happen on a, let's say, on a level that's way beyond words. It's an intention. We're going to start with an intention that we are open to release anything that's holding us back to create the life that we deserve to create. We have given so much through all our lifetimes. We have sacrificed so much. We have suffered so much. It's now time for us to be able to receive without guilt, without shame, to feel the blessings that we deserve to feel, to be able to say, yes, I deserve a great life. I deserve love. I deserve to have abundance. I deserve to have great relationships. I deserve to feel free to be myself. I deserve to speak my truth without having to worry what other people think. And just one last thing on that. What other people think is not your concern. Okay? It is nothing to do with you. So, freedom. The great thing of being me is that a lot of people think I'm crazy. And that sets me free. Do you understand? It's true. Thank you. It gives me freedom. Now I can be even more crazier because you think I'm crazy anyway. Does that make sense? That's freedom. You know, and it doesn't matter if they come disguised as your parents, your children, your husband or wife. Craziness is freedom. I ask you the following question. If there's a group of people that are normal, and I can give you the statistics of normal, most of the normal people suffer because they're prisoners of their own belief system. They worry constantly about the future. They worry about themselves. They are insecure. They are fear of failure. They're fearing what people think. They want to be nice because then people will like them. They suffer. They degenerate. They die miserably of all kinds of diseases. That's normal, okay? Then you have abnormal people. They're free. They don't care what other people think. They're happy for no reasons. They wake up with a big smile on their face. They meditate and they connect to something nobody knows what they're connecting to. They hear voices. Doctors think they're crazy because they're hallucinating all the time. But they're hallucinating and they're happy. Then they ask you, do you want to be abnormal or normal? You choose. We choose abnormal, right? Okay. So I prefer to be certified crazy than to be normal. Do you understand?
I'll give you my definition of freedom. Mm-hmm. Because I used to think that freedom means that I can do whatever I want, whenever I want. But freedom actually is to be who I am, wherever I am. And that might be abnormal.
Right. And to have no shame. No shame for your desires. You don't have to justify what you want. If you want to be rich, you don't have to say, well, I want to be rich because I want to do good for the world. No, damn it, I want to be rich. Done. You want to be rich? Be rich. Don't make excuses to be rich. Do you understand? Be shameless. You know that you're a good person. You don't need to explain to another person that you're a good person. Do you understand? You are here because you want a better life, and you're here also because when you live a better life, you're helping this planet to be a better planet. That's who you are. No explanation needed. Just accept it. That's who I am. And that's the reason why we're going to give you this gift. And when you bless a person with the intention, I wish good upon you, That is the opposite of a curse. I want you to bless people. I want you to wish people well, especially those that cannot help themselves, especially those that are suffering and project the suffering upon you in criticism, in anger, in insult, in treating you disrespectful. See their suffering and bless them. Do not take it personal. Do not believe for one moment it is about you. It is their pain and their suffering. It is their powerlessness that they are venting outside. And you just happen to be a person passing by into reality. Do you understand? And by that moment that you pass into their reality, they're crossing your path, they enter into your reality. And then the question is, what are you going to do with the person that showed up into your reality? That's what happens. And again, I want to refer to Gandhi, who said it beautifully. He said, and I quote, "My love burns hot. But if there's still suffering in my world, my love does not burn hot enough." So by blessing people who are suffering, you are lighting up this love in your heart and sending healing to them. And the more you bless, the more powerful your blessings become. And one day, your blessing is going to be the catalyst that's going to change a person's life. Because that may be just the moment they need to hear someone tell them they are okay. And that can be the moment that everything changes for that person. And now we've become earth angels because we do what's called acts of kindness, acts of love. And then our love starts to burn hotter and hotter. So once we clear this, your job is to bless everyone. Wherever you see suffering, wherever you see pain, do your blessing, do your prayer. Do it in any way that feels good from your heart. Send out love. Send out good wishes to everyone. And the more you do it, the more the universe will bestow upon you more blessings. So your blessings will render and come back to you in ways that you cannot even imagine. All right?